Okay, so as usual, on a Friday evening, we do half an hour meditation, guided meditation, and that's followed by a Dhamma talk appropriate to the occasion. So we start with doing some meditation, first of all, to calm our minds, to relax our bodies, and to find some peace in our life. So, if you're not in your meditation position already, please get in it quick so we can start our meditation. So get in a nice comfortable position. You see, this monk is actually sitting on these little Zen stools. They're very, very effective. So if you get sore knees or sore bottoms or sore something else, you know, try these little Zen stools. We have a few at the back there. They're very, very effective. So anyhow, if you'd like to know how to close your eyes. Can you all hear okay at the back? I thought so. Can I have a bit more sound, please? Need some more sound. How's that? Is that better? Okay, very good. Now you're going to hear all my coughs and my burps and my tummy rumbling. Because I'm a monk, we don't eat in the afternoon, so I go... Okay, so close your eyes. With your eyes closed, come home. We send our mind out into the past and the future. We send our mind out into all the busyness which each one of us has to do, including me, in the world. And now we bring our mind, our attention, home. Back inside our body. And when you bring the attention inside, you'll start to experience how the body feels. To me, it's amazing just how unaware most human beings are of their own body, because they're too busy doing something. So now, spend some quality time with your own physical body, getting to know her and how he feels. And when you allow your awareness to rest on your body, you may find that your position, your posture, is not the best. You may want to adjust your legs, wiggle your bottom to get a more comfortable position, lean back or lean forward, stretch your shoulders, adjust the position of your hands, swallow, blow your nose, scratch, whatever you need to get more comfortable. Please do it. This is called mindfulness plus kindness. What I've called kindfulness. You're aware of your body and you're kind to it. That is how to relax. And you may notice there are parts of your body which are tense. There's nothing wrong with this, it's just running around during the day. Parts of our body get very tight. Imagine that tense part of your body as if it's being stretched by two invisible demons inside your body. And now you tell them to let go. Like a string or an elastic band which has been stretched, now you let the ends go. And that muscle, that bone, that part of your body gets all loose. Maybe other parts of the body which feel squashed. The tight balls of pain or irritation. Imagine those balls, those hard knots of pain expanding like a sponge which has been squashed is now allowed to take its natural shape. What you're doing is letting go of strain, letting go of pressure, allowing everything to take its natural shape inside your body. And if there's anything deep inside which is not relaxed yet, just focus on it and give it kindness. As I said in previous talks, like my mother kissing a wound better, the kindness takes away the pain. It heals the injury. Allows the body to recover. Mindfulness plus kindness. And feel your body relax. Notice the feeling of relaxation, of ease, of openness, of physical comfort. If the body is still not comfortable, focus on those areas which are still irritating you. Focus on those areas and blast them with kindness, opening the door of your heart to those experiences, letting them be, embracing them. You find that that relaxes anything. It frees blockages. It lets the body heal itself. when the body's really relaxed, you can let it go. Usually happens by itself, but now it's probably a good time, if you haven't let it go now, to let it go and be aware of your mental world and learn how to relax that. To let go of all the past and all the future. When you look at the past, all the things which you are concerned about and worried about from the past, be kind to it first of all. Soften it, and then it vanishes. Kiss it better, forgive. Let it go. And as for the future, be kind to that. If you're kind, your future becomes a friend. You're not afraid of it anymore. You're only afraid of enemies. Make your future your friend. Then you can let it go. And just to be here, the place where your future is made, and this place will one day become your past. So if you make this present moment beautiful, happy, peaceful, later on you'll have some very happy memories of now. This moment is where the future is made, and it's also where the past is made too. So care for this moment called now. And be kind to this moment. Whatever you're experiencing is meant to be. If it's pleasant, enjoy it. If it's difficult, learn from it. But never reject it. Always embracing life in the present. And learn how to relax with the now. And don't choose what you are aware of. Whatever it is good enough. What's important in meditation is how you react to this moment, not what this moment is. So make peace, be kind, be gentle with this moment, whatever it happens to be. Making peace with this moment. to want to watch their breathing, which helps focus in this moment. Just know your breathing as it goes in. Know your breath as it goes out from your body. As it breathes in, you bring in beautiful oxygen, the gift from the flowers, the trees, everything which is green. As you breathe out your gift of carbon dioxide, which is the food for all that's green. Please remember, your breath connects you with nature. If you like, you can say to yourself, breathing in peace, breathe out, let go.
close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? Just notice how much peace you've generated. What that peace feels like. Just relax there for a while, enjoying the result of meditation. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please keep your eyes closed until the last ringing of the gong is complete. And only after the last ring, open your eyes. Go. And